Crack-a-lacka.
There's no arguing with the judge.
We are editing this entire segment out of the podcast.
I apologize. I will flagellate myself later.
I hope you come up with something good.
All right, this is going to go great.
How now, brown cow?
Red leather, yellow leather.
What's the haps?
What are the haps? You're listening to A Little Nonsense, where the conversation is competitive and the ads aren't real. I am your host and moderator, Joe Moracle. With me, as always, are the Blanche and Rose to my Dorothy, Sean Keller.
Hello, Joseph.
And Mike Pareto.
I don't know if I could do a better version of that. Hello. Hi there. I'm so old. We're really incredibly old.
I watch it now. They're not even.
I got to say, your girls are golden, man.
Blanche especially, she's not even really that old.
I think they were all like 30 when the show was on.
Yeah, they were all 26 years old.
It was makeup, hair and makeup, Emmys every
some
year.
Some good makeup, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they were 30. The actress that played Sophia might have been. She was younger than anyone else on the show.
Estelle Getty.
Yeah, Estelle Getty.
Yeah. That's right.
She was supposed to be, like 90 on the show, right?
Yeah.
And I was convinced. I thought she was old as fuck.
You guys remember Stop or My Mom Will Shoot? Because she was in that movie with Sylvester Stallone.
I mean, I remember that movie exists.
I saw that movie in theaters.
That is not something you want to admit.
I think I like made my grandma take me to go see it.
Grandma, it's got an old lady in it, just like you.
That's right. And it's got
I've seen some pretty shitty movies in the theaters too, I have to admit. Like
I saw Kazam in the theater.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God, why?
And also, it was a relative situation. My brother and I were visiting our aunt in Ohio, and we had her take us to it. Fortunately for her, she had just had like eye surgery and was mostly blind, so she couldn't actually watch the movie.
How did you get to the theater?
Just sat there in darkness. I think we took a cab or like one of our friends drove us.
Good.
Kazam, Shaq's a genie or something.
That was the tagline.
Yes, that was the tagline. All right, let's get going, guys. At the top of the episode, we're going to Mike. Mike, what you got for us?
Hello, everybody. My name is Mike.
Wait, what?
I'm a little in the bag already. I'm
this
not
is
gonna
your
lie.
Topic?
Ooh, that bodes well for the second episode.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. We're good. My first segment, we're going to go with an oldie but a goodie. I'm going to call it, What Are the Haps?
Ooh.
Joe.
Oh, all right.
What Are the Haps brought to us by?
Well, the haps and whatever they are brought to us by Tony's Brick Surplus. Whether for your home's exterior, patio, walkways, or fireplaces, brick is the timeless classic that never goes out of style. Here at Tony's Brick Surplus, we've got every kind of brick for every application, all the time, forever. We're selling bricks constantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So why do I have a surplus? I don't know. Bricks leave the yard by the truckload, but my stock never seems to get any smaller. I swear there are more bricks in here than when I started this ad. Everywhere I look is just bricks. Last night I dreamt in brick. In it, my husband Randall brought me breakfast in bed. It was scrambled bricks, just the way I like them. I chewed them with my brick teeth. There's way too many fucking bricks here. No one should have this many fucking bricks. Please buy my bricks, please. Back to you, Mike.
All right.
There's no coming back from that.
A little Follow the House of Usher dream there with the bricks.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuck
Shorty
in the,
got down, was it come again? You said Usher, right?
That's a relevant reference. Okay, so I wanted to kick this off with what are the apps? We don't talk about ourselves very often, and I just wanted to see what you guys were up to. You know,
so wait. So this segment is called I couldn't think of a topic.
Oh no, I have several topics.
Oh, okay. I know. I'm just giving you shit.
I actually do kind of want to talk about what's going on with us, because I feel like people probably have some interest in what's happening in our lives, and we've only talked about it like one time. So
yeah, let's do it.
I figure this is a pretty good time for an update. So what's going on? What are we doing? What games are we playing? What's happening in our lives right now? Mm-hmm. Sean?
What games am I playing? I actually, it's funny you should ask, I just the other day purchased Jurassic World Evolution. I don't know if either of you have heard of this game. But
that explains why you're doing kind of a light Jeff Goldblum there.
Exactly. Jurassic World Evolution. He actually narrates the game.
No shit.
Why are you so obsessed with video game movies, Sean? You always want them to be good.
But listen.
They're never good.
This one is good, and this is a park simulator, okay? And you basically just get to build your own Jurassic Park and create your own dinosaurs. And I was sitting playing this thing the other day, and it occurred to me, you know, when we like watched Jurassic Park in the theaters, or at least when I did, I was so fucking blown away. It was up there, you know, in my top three like nerd experiences of all time that like shaped, you know, who I am and what my sensibilities are. If you would have told, 12-year-old Sean or however the fuck old I was,
I think you were probably like 7 or 8.
Probably.
Yeah.
But if you would have told that prepubescent Sean that, you know, one day when he was an adult, he would get to, you know, basically create his own Jurassic Park and raise these dinosaurs that are, for all intents and purposes, photorealistic and like just get to like do that on a video game system, like it's amazing. And it's just one of those things where, you know, there will always be these futuristic things that we feel like we missed out on, like, oh, there's no flying cars and there's not a hoverboard, but holy shit, like I can, you know, press a couple of buttons and all of a sudden I'm building my own Jurassic Park, and like there's a T-Rex running around with a brain of his own and he's like hunting shit, and I can create. It's amazing, just like from a nostalgic what would little Sean think of this now? But it's also a pretty fun game, and everyone knows how much I love simulators and you know, being able to set the boundaries and then watch what takes place.
You like to manage things.
I do. Yeah. I like to kind of, okay, here are the boundaries. Now what's going to happen? And what happens if I tweak this? What happens if I do this? Sure. I like to play God. is what it sounds more like. But
you never tried Black and White.
I never tried Black and White. I know.
I have to say, it's to your point, it's a really good time to be a nerd, because
yes,
everybody that's making everything is also a nerd now.
Is our age. There's live action Star Wars TV.
We have a Star Wars TV show happening right now. How amazing is that?
I mean, that's something I've dreamed of since middle school.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. It's really wonderful.
So, but what's happening in your personal life right now, Sean? Give us some deets. You have a show coming up. I know it's not coming up right now in terms of when we're airing this, but
yeah, it's coming
it's
up soon.
Well,
here, okay, so I'll talk about two things real quick. I'll try to be quick. Number one is that I'm going to be doing my one-man Star Wars show again here in Louisville. I did just do it in Owensboro, Kentucky, though. I want to talk about that real quick, because this was a library gig where I performed my show in a library.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. I totally forgot you did it.
As a part of something that it's like a, you know, library after hours sort of program that a lot of different libraries actually have, where they'll do adults only programming that are free. Sometimes they'll bring in different breweries or something to like provide beverages and kind of make a party of it. This particular library did not do that, but they definitely said, you know, contacted me and said, "Hey, I've heard these things about your show. We really want to bring it out here." And I was like, "Well, that's, you know, kind of far away, and it's a library show, so, you know, how much will you pay me?" And then they told me a number, and I was like, "I'll be there." So I agreed to do this.
$12 million.
Well, it's just, it's different. Like, the shows that I do in Louisville, the amount that I get paid is contingent on how many people come out to see it, because I got to sell tickets, and, you know, the venue, there'll be a split oftentimes where they make a certain percentage of the ticket sales. So this gig, though, they were just saying, "Hey, we're going to pay you this flat rate. So if one person comes out or 100, you make the same amount of money." So it was like, yeah, there's no risk in me driving, you know, 2 hours away, spending gas money, paying for a hotel, and then I lose money on it. So anyway,
library after hours.
Yes. Not like that. No. But so I go there, and we had, I believe, 9 people in the audience. So it's just, I'm not exaggerating. That's so sad. I believe there were actually 12 people in the audience when I started. and then I walked three of them, because, and they talked to the event organizer as they were leaving.
Not a good plug, Sean.
Well, no, hang on. But they left. They were very old, and they left. And as they were leaving, they told the organizer, "It's just a little over our heads." So I think I might have been going too fast for them, and maybe they didn't appreciate some of the foul language that I use in my show.
But you make it pretty
also,
clear. Up
also,
front,
how old? Maybe they're just not into Star Wars.
I'm talking like 70 years old.
Why were they there?
Well, so my demographic is like our age. You know, it's 30s and 40s and, you know, 20s. Sure. Everyone who was at the show was like 50s, 60s, 70s. So I made it
this
very
sounds like
clear.
A nightmare.
Oh, dude. Well, here's the thing: is it would be if I weren't getting paid the same amount no matter what. So like right before the show started, I'm looking out at the crowd and I start cackling to myself, because I'm like, this is going to be like the worst / best thing ever. Like, I know that I'm gonna walk some people. I'll be yeah, happy if anyone sticks around after intermission's over, because that's the time to like sneak out where it's but so I was like, this is going to be fucking amazing. Like, I might not even have to do the whole show if I walk everybody. So, but so I was actually like really excited about
it. Quite
a
goal.
Well, and the other thing I should mention is that I did the Louisville Fringe Festival last year, and I did my Star Wars show there. And I did it 3 times in 3 different venues, one of which there was a scheduling snafu by the event organizers, which meant that the time and place I was performing was advertised completely incorrectly, which led to me in a theater space with no one knowing that I was going to be performing at that time in that place. So there were so I did my entire Star Wars show for 2 people.
Oh, God.
And you know what? They laughed their asses off, and we had a fucking great time, and it was hilarious because I was playing more people in my show than there were people in the audience.
A lot more people.
I play like 55 characters. But so anyway, but so I'd already gone through that, and that's like the worst possible thing, right? You know? So yeah, this 9-person audience was like, "Oh, this is great." But I'm doing it again in Louisville at a proper venue where there's going to be, you know, 50, 75 people, and they'll be drinking, and they actually, you know, are our age, and they'll enjoy it. So I'm excited about it.
Hell yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I've talked for way too long. Somebody else. What are the haps?
Before we continue, though, is there anything available online for people to watch related to your show? Where is that?
We'll have to post them on the Little Nonsense page. I've got a YouTube channel, and on my channel, I actually have the entire prequel trilogy on there. The entire episodes 1, 2, and 3 in their entirety. It was from my first iteration of the show, which was titled 1 through 6 at the time. So it was, it's like a half an hour's worth of the prequels. My current show that I'm doing, I've got the prequels down to like, you know, 20 minutes.
Sure.
But yeah, so that's on YouTube, and there are some clips from my episode 4 in there as well. But yeah, Joe, what are the haps?
So I've been playing a lot of video games recently.
Yeah, yeah.
In the past month, I've played and completed Outer Worlds,
yeah,
Disco Elysium, and Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, nice.
Solid lineup there.
Hell yeah, yeah.
I've been having a good time with the games. Last night I started another playthrough of Batman Arkham City.
Ooh, I haven't played that yet. I played the first Batman.
Solid stuff.
I noticed that you had been playing that because for some reason I was logged into Steam. I wasn't using it. And you showed up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey, Joe's playing an old game.
Playing an old game where he's Batman. Nothing about this is unusual.
That's true.
It's not that old, though, right? It's not like a Nintendo game. You're talking like 3 years old.
It's older than three years, Sean.
It's probably like 7 years old.
God, yeah. We're all going to die so soon. I feel like the first Batman game, Arkham Asylum, I feel like that just came out like 4 years ago, and I played that. And I haven't played the other Batman games.
For context, Sean, Arkham City came out in 2011.
Oh, my God.
Almost 9.
And that was the second or third in the series.
That was the second game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
It is crazy.
Arkham Asylum was 2 years prior to that. It was 2009.
Also, how would prepubescent Joe feel about the fact that he gets to be fucking Batman?
That's pretty cool. He would say that is exactly the way things should be.
I actually use video games sometimes to age myself in this way. Where I'll say, oh, Jesus, Mass Effect, the first Mass Effect game came out in 2007.
Oh, no.
That's 12 years ago.
Oh, my God.
That's more time has elapsed since Mass Effect came out than had elapsed between Final Fantasy VII, another of my favorite games, and Mass Effect.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know now. Yeah, we'll end it there.
Well, to more completely answer your question, Sean, if you'd explained to 7-year-old me that the Arkham games would eventually exist in all the detail that they have, I would have popped like if you had forgotten to take your blood pressure medication. I would have just been a balloon of blood that just burst everywhere in my home.
That's
because I wouldn't have been able to handle that. That's just too much. My head would have exploded.
It's very Stanley Kubrick of you to just become blood.
Yeah. I don't even know if we'd believe it.
Yeah. It's like you're going to have figures in your television, and they can move like real people, and you're going to be like Batman. Goodbye.
Yeah. If you describe the Arkham games or the new Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order game, you're just a Jedi, and you go around being a Jedi and do Jedi things. I wouldn't have been able to handle it. It would have been Too much for one lifetime, my friends.
So we are lucky. We are a lucky bunch.
We are blessed when it comes to video games.
Absolutely, yes. Not just video games, but basically every form of media.
The Avengers saga that we just watched.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty great.
And now if only DC could make a good movie.
Hey, they've made... They've made 5.5.
Hang on. I'm going to guess what these are. Hang on. I'm going to guess. Okay. Shazam, Wonder Woman. Is that two of them?
It is.
All right. I'm going to say the Nolan Batman trilogy. Is that three of them?
That's 2.5 of them.
Oh, okay. So you're talking Batman Begins. Yeah. You're talking Dark Knight and then Dark Knight Rises.
So good. Yeah.
Correct.
And then there's one more, right? Is there one more I'm missing?
There is.
Batman Returns.
I would say the original.
I wasn't going back that far.
Well, then probably Aquaman.
That is correct, Michael. Aquaman was great.
I like Aquaman. But Batman Returns is better than the first Batman, Mike. You're wrong. DeVito and Pfeiffer.
I'm not basing it on my opinion, but my estimation of Joe's opinion.
Well, I mean, it's a good movie, but I think Batman Returns is the best of the Keaton Batman trilogy. No, there wasn't a trilogy. He only did two.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he did a duology. Still,
the pre Nolan Batman films, Batman Returns is the best.
It's a tie for me between Batman and Batman Returns because they both have a lot of shit that I love.
That's fair.
I really wish they had made another one where fucking Billy Dee Williams became Two-Face. That would have been amazing.
I know. I bet Billy Dee Williams wishes that too.
I'm sure.
You're damn right he does.
Lando Calrissian could have been Two-Face, and instead he was nothing ever again. Until he was Lando again.
He was on Lost, that one episode. That one horrible, almost maybe close to the worst episode of Lost.
It was the worst. It was the absolute worst episode.
I think he played himself in an episode of Community. Oh, no, that was LeVar Burton. God damn it. Why do all sci-fi figures blend together when you're drinking?
It's because you're racist, Joe.
Oh, son of a bitch. Am I racist?
I didn't mean for you to find out like this. Mike, what are the haps?
I committed a while ago to playing World of Warcraft Classic.
Yes.
When it came out quite a bit.
Was that a difficult commitment for you to make?
I made the commitment, so no, not difficult. Not difficult.
He did leave his wife in order to fulfill that commitment.
That's a commitment. He abandoned one commitment for another commitment.
That's right.
I'm now alone.
Do you want to join me in this alley gutter?
I'm living in an internet cafe. I'm exhausting the rest of my resources just playing WoW Classic as long as I possibly can in this internet cafe in Manila.
So how is that 30-year-old game? How is that going?
It's 15 years old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's about the same as it was 15 years ago, which is probably really bad to most people, I would guess.
Mm.
Anyway, I've put a lot of time into that. I've put off a lot of other games so that I could play it. You know, because I don't get quite as much time as I did when it first came out to play it. Well,
you weren't married when it first came out.
No, I was not. I was in college.
Sure.
Actually. Yeah.
You had a lot of free time on your hands.
I did. Yeah.
And you can only masturbate so many hours of the day.
Needless to say, I had more free time than I do now. That's true. So that's occupying a good deal of my free time now. But
sure,
masturbating.
All right, Jesus Christ, we have to move on.
Are you done?
That was your personal life update.
I started playing
WoW again.
So
bye.
It's our first Christmas in our house. We bought a house this past year.
Yeah,
you know how much I love Christmas.
Sure,
we decorated. Mm-hmm. On November 1st for Christmas.
It's okay. Too early.
We were the first people probably in the entire world to decorate for Christmas. At least it seemed that way because as I was driving to and from work, I would actually look to see if other people were as crazy as we are. And the answer is no. I never found anybody who was as crazy as we are, at least on that particular route. So that's kind of a big deal. I'm really enjoying homeownership and everything that goes along with it.
Okay, that's great. All right. Next up, we're going to me. And I have a hypothetical question for the two of you that I took from Reddit. I thought it was very interesting and very much look forward to the answers you two come up with.
I got a lot of shit for doing that once.
Great idea, Joe. I love this idea for a segment.
God damn
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Sean. Mike, what is this hypothetical question brought to us by?
It's brought to us by Starbucks' new Fappuccino. That is not creamer. Back to you, Joe.
Oh, God. All right, gentlemen, we're going to be taxing ourselves a little bit creatively here. because this question from the Ask Reddit subreddit really tickled my fancy, and I want to know, what plot lines do you think we would see in a dark Pixar universe?
I saw this on Reddit. I read a lot of it.
I saw it too, and I saw it too. I did not read it at all, however. I thought about it. I actually thought about what I would say already.
Well, then lay it on us.
Well, I only briefly entertained it and then moved on, but a dark Pixar universe. I saw it was not safe for work, and I was thinking to myself, okay, yeah, there's lots of ideas, I guess, that could be not safe for work, but
sure.
To me, it's like if we're making a Disney / Pixar movie that exists in a dark universe, well, it has to have some elements that are kind of opposite of the existing elements in Pixar / Disney movies. Therefore, maybe the lead character's parents won't die.
That would be the opposite.
Maybe the main character will have living parents to guide them through the rest of their days.
Interesting. I mean, half of the Incredibles are parents.
I've never heard that sentence before, and that's, yeah.
It is true. It's actually not true anymore, but it was true at the time that it came out. Or was it?
Sure.
No, wait, no, what?
It's not half. It's two
okay,
fifths.
40%. 40%. You pedantic bastard.
Any hoozles.
Yeah,
so Mike.
No, that's it. That's all you're getting from me.
The parents are together.
All right. Sean, do you got anything that's not from the post?
I do have something. This would have been my answer, regardless of whether or not I had read it on Reddit. This works on two levels. Number one, I think it would be a very dark story. Number two, it might finally reconcile this hatred that I hold in my heart for this Pixar franchise. If anyone knows me, they know that I cannot stand the Cars franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Never even seen one of them, so.
I've never seen them either, and I refuse to, because a world in which there are cars with doors and steering wheels, but no humans, makes no sense. And I will not subject my daughter or anyone else that I care about to watching such nonsense.
How do you feel about planes?
I like it. It was really good. No, I feel the same way. So what I'm saying is I think my dark Pixar movie would be the explanation of what happened to all of the humans on the planet.
Sure.
Prior to the movie Cars.
As soon as vehicles gained their sentience. What did they do? What did they do to all of the humans on the planet?
Well, what would any artificial intelligence or robotics do when they gained sentience? You know, isn't every story we hear
is Stephen King book where the car kills people? Is that Christine?
Yes, it is Christine.
So maybe it's a Knight demon Rider. Possessed. Maybe they're demon possessed. Yeah, Knight Rider. Maybe they're demon possessed cars. I mean, it doesn't have to be AI.
But I think it's anytime there's a robot movie or anyone talking about like AI existing, they're like, oh well, they're just going to destroy all the humans immediately because they're going to be like, oh, humans are the greatest threat to humans. We should kill them all.
What there has to be a dark side to Monsters Inc. somewhere, right? Because
oh, totally. I mean, they're monsters.
There's this universe where monsters exist and they can access children's bedrooms through doors. But what if it's not the only reason that they might use a door to enter a child's bedroom?
What if Michael Jackson found out about this monster's factory?
What if there was a monster version of Michael Jackson? I mean,
that's dark. I was thinking maybe they eat the kids. That's their food source.
Can't they just buy one of these doors on the black market and just? I mean, there's horrible things that monsters could do with these doors.
They are monsters.
It's more fucked up if you think about Monsters, Inc., where it's their job to go through those doors. So they're getting paid.
There could be other jobs where they have to go
through the
doors. The
beginning of that movie, before they realize that laughter creates more energy than screams, what did they do to get those screams?
Yeah, that's just one part of the complex story that is Monsters, Inc. in real life.
Yeah, that's awful. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus.
Joe.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got some quick ones. Like, you know how sad the beginning to Up was?
Yeah.
Very, yeah. Very sad.
What if it's just everyone?
What? Everyone loses their loved ones?
No, they all die.
Wait, what?
What if everybody
dies in the first 10 minutes of the movie? Everybody dies,
and that's the whole movie. It's just
it's a short.
I thought you were gonna say. Remember the beginning of Up when that wife dies. What if? Yeah. What if monsters were pedophiles?
I was thinking you were gonna go. What if the beginning of Up was itself a whole movie where we explored just the horrible time that he had during the period of time when his wife was dying?
No. God. The real answer, though, for Up is that he just keeps fucking that kid in that floating house because he can't get away.
He's actually one of the monsters from Monsters, Inc.
Why is it? Yeah, just looks like an old man.
Why do both of your answers involve pedophilia?
I think that's as dark as you can go.
I gotta change my answer. All right, the cars are fucking the humans.
My original answer wasn't going to be involving pedophilia. It was gonna be sex toy story.
There you go. Andy's mom.
Yeah. It's Andy's mom's toys.
I don't know if that's dark though. I
assure you, it's gonna get dark. She's gonna feel fucked up shit.
The feel-good movie of the year, if you know what I mean.
Rated NC-17. God damn it.
That was just a good point to move on.
Yeah.
So I get a point for having a good point to move on.
Yep.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we're going to Sean.
Oh.
Sean, what you got?
Well, gentlemen, I've got our game segment for this episode.
Hot damn.
And this Yay. Game segment is, it's called Castaway.
Yay!
Castaway. What is Castaway brought to us by, Mike?
Didn't I just do the commercial?
You did. I was wondering, I haven't done an ad yet, and I was supposed to do one.
Oh.
Did we screw it up, and I was supposed to do an ad earlier?
We must have.
I think I was supposed to do an ad earlier.
You were supposed to do an ad for me. Mike, did you read an ad for me?
Yeah, because you guys did ads for each other, but I trusted our
moderator. Oh, yeah, you tossed it to me. Yeah, that's right, but it's all okay. Right, I can do the next ad.
No, this is just going to have to work itself out. Sean, what is your game brought to us by?
I guess that's fair. Yeah.
It's brought to us by Knocker's Bar and Grill. When you want mediocre wings and cheap beer, you can just go to the grocery store. But if you want mediocre wings and cheap beer served to you by a teenager with big boobies and even bigger daddy issues, you go to Knocker's. We've got 900 TVs all tuned into the same college football game. But you're not watching those. You're too busy checking out those perky 19-year-old chesticles, you fucking pervert. Does your wife even know you're here? She probably does. It doesn't take 2 hours to go buy diapers, Chuck. I'm not an idiot, okay? You've got buffalo sauce in your beard, you fucking loser. I just can't anymore, okay? I'm taking the kids and we're going to Sheila's. Yes, I am. Fuck you. Don't touch me. Knocker's Bar and Grill. We've got prime rib on Sundays. Back to me. All right. Thanks, me. So this is our game for the episode.
See, I think that was the perfect way to handle that.
Gentlemen, this game is an exercise.
Okay. I'm ready.
I don't want to exercise, Sean. I feel that's pretty clear from my body.
No, hang on. This is an exercise in self-reflection. Okay.
Oh.
It's yeah. So you don't have to move. Don't worry. It's called Castaway. The reason it's called Castaway is because we are going to cast famous trios in a game that involves all three of us. So everyone gets to play.
Okay.
They're going to be all male trios because that's what we are. So there's not going to be the Harry Potter trio. There's not going to be the Star Wars trio. And I'm going to give us about 10 seconds. Maybe a little bit longer, to figure out who would be who in this trio. And I'm sharing right now a Google Doc with you guys called Castaway. And what's going to happen is when I say 1, 2, 3, go, we are all going to paste on that document what our answers are. And if all three of us have the same ones, that's great. Then nobody gets a point. If there's one odd man out and two of us have the same castings, then that one odd man out is going to get a point, which is bad. Points are bad.
Points are bad, so, all right.
Points are bad, okay, because points... having points is bad, okay.
So I've got nine. Okay. I've got nine famous trios. There's three of us. There's three trios for each of us. So I'm going to go with the first one.
So we're gonna type our answer in a
Type your
different...
answer somewhere else.
Yeah. We're going to type it into a different document. We're going to cut it. We're going to paste it into the other document.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
And we're pasting who we think we are ourselves are?
We're casting all three of us in these three roles. Okay. So who you all think right, so I you am, who you think Mike out. Is.
Gotcha.
Right. And we're going to see if we all agree or what. So the first trio that we are casting... are the Three Stooges, Mo, Larry, and Curly. 3, 2, 1, and post them.
What happened?
Mike, what happened there?
Well, we all pasted into exactly the same spot, so.
This is not hang good. On. Yeah, we got to start over.
What's Jeffrey's Cape Emporium? That didn't work.
Please.
Mine posted just fine. All right,
oh
mine
my
is
God.
There.
Hold on.
How the fuck did that happen?
All right, Mike has... Oh, okay, so we already have something different. Joe, post yours somewhere. Repaste yours.
Yeah, give me a second. I have to type it out again because somehow I pasted Jeffrey's Cape Emporium over it.
Yeah.
Why did you have that copy?
It's a commercial, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'll find out in the next episode.
Oh, thank God.
I... put that Mike is Mo, I am Larry, Joe is Curly. Mike, go ahead, you say what you wrote.
Mo is Joe, Larry is me, Mike, and Curly is Sean.
Mm. Joe, what did you write?
I wrote that I am Mo, Mike is Larry, and Sean, you are Curly.
Well, you too wrote the same exact thing, which means that I am going to get a point, which is bad.
That is bad. That's bad. I do believe that we are correct.
Well, I mean, clearly you guys have the majority.
Mo is the biggest asshole of the three, and give me an argument that I'm not the biggest ass out of the three of us.
Well, the way that I considered it was that Mo is the leader, and I feel like if we
moderator of this show.
That is true. That's a fact.
That is a fact, but I don't know. For some reason, I felt like if the three of us were in a comedic situation, Mike would be the leader.
Well, I also feel like Mo is like very obviously the smartest one. I think that's probably Joe.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. I felt the same way.
Well, thank you, Sean.
let's move on to the next trio, shall we?
I also, Sean, just so you know, I also think Mike is the smartest out of the three of us. Damn it.
All right, so folks, go to your other sheet, and we're gonna go with our next trio. Your next trio is
Jeffrey's Cape Emporium.
It's the Chipmunks, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Oh, man, I don't know if I'm familiar enough with them to do this.
No, I got this.
I got this, too. Joe, I feel like, just the way you said that, I feel like we're both going to be simpatico here.
I think we are, too.
I probably will not be on the same page as you guys.
All right, you guys ready? One.
Ready.
Ready.
Two. Three. Paste it. Hey, all three of us.
Oh my God.
Nailed it. We've got me as Alvin, we've got Mike as Simon, and we've got Joe as Theodore. And I just want to say that Simon is easily the smartest of the three. And Mike, you just said you thought Joe was the smartest.
Well, the only chipmunk that I'm familiar with really is Alvin. So I just guessed for the other two.
Well, that worked out really well.
I mean, both of you definitely gave the fattest chipmunk to me. So I feel like even if you were just being very superficial, it worked out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, that's great. So nobody gets a point. We will move on to our next trio. This one I'm very curious about. I feel like this is a tough one. I could be wrong. But gentlemen, we are going to the Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
We've got Ray Stantz, Peter Venkman, and Egon Spengler. So Ray, Peter, and Egon.
Oh, man. Okay.
I've got mine locked in. Ray, Peter, and Egon. Sorry.
Yes.
I think I hit copy. Let's make sure. Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh, all right. So, wait. Someone
Mike, you put Sean twice.
I'm sorry.
Mike, which one am I?
I meant to put myself as Peter.
Sorry. Oh, okay. So Mike and Joe are on the same page again. I'm going to get another fucking point, aren't I?
No, we're not. Nobody is. Nobody is. We're all different.
We're all different.
Oh my God, that's right. Because you put the names in the wrong order. So gosh, okay. So all three of us are going to get a point. I put that I'm Ray, Joe is Peter, and Mike is Egon. Mike?
I put Ray, Sean, Peter, Mike, Egon, Joe.
Joe.
And I said Venkman was Sean, Egon was Mike, and that I was Ray.
Joe, that's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Well, here's the thing, Sean. I'm gonna pull the curtain back. I didn't want to get a point, so I tried to guess what I thought you were going to put.
There you go.
So well, we all get a point. Work out for any of us.
We're in the same boat as we were just moments ago. So.
This is true. I've got 2 points. Mike and Joe, you each have one. We will move on to our next trio. You boys will enjoy this one. We have the Star Trek trio of Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. Kirk, Spock, and McCoy.
Interesting.
This one is a tough one.
I agree.
I disagree. I think this one's pretty easy, actually.
Oh, God. We're going to see, because I don't know. I could make an argument for any of the three of us to be any of these three characters.
I agree that there are two that are interchangeable, but I feel like one is probably a lock.
I agree with that assessment, yes.
I'm curious to know which one that is, because I feel like all three of us could conceivably be.
I think it's fairly obvious.
Yeah, there's no fucking way that one of us could be one of these people.
I'm going to get another point, aren't I?
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I guess, you know what? There's no way that I could be Spock.
It's going to depend on the interchangeable
all right,
ones. Yeah.
Here we go. One, two, three. Paste them.
Ah, damn it!
Oh. It looks like Joe's going to get a point here. I put that
no,
I am
you
Kirk.
You two don't match either.
Oh, we no. Don't. Wait a minute. No!
Joe.
Okay, hang on. So I put that I'm Kirk.
I totally
Joe
disagree
Spock,
with you, Joe. I can't believe
and
it.
And Mike is
it.
McCoy.
Which one? Which list is yours?
Mine is the
I'm
bottom.
I'm the middle. All right, so Mike, what did you put?
Oh, see, I understand why you put it that way.
Kirk is Sean, Spock is Mike, McCoy is Joe.
Joe, what'd you put?
I put that I was Captain Kirk, Mike was Spock, and you, Sean, were Dr. McCoy.
Man, I don't see myself as Bones. I don't see myself as Spock either. I feel like I had to be Kirk.
That. I can't.
By process of elimination.
No, I totally get that. I thought personally, Sean, when it came to Kirk and McCoy, you and I were interchangeable.
I could see
you
that.
And I were the ones that we could swap. Yeah. Mike had to be Spock.
I could see him as Spock or McCoy.
I like to think McCoy is a little bit grumpier than I am.
And Joe, Joe, I see you as Spock because you are just so devoid of emotion all the time. unless the technology is not working, and then
that's
you
fair.
Are a huge rage monster.
Yeah, when your internet connection makes doing this show difficult, that's basically pun far. I just fly into a rage and have to kill.
Well, I see
or mate.
I see why the choices were made, so now it makes a little more
sense.
Yeah.
I know you've never seen it, Joe, but the anger inside out emotion is who you Lewis Black, that's who you turn into.
Mm.
All right, so this is a personal favorite of mine, this next trio, and I'm sure it is of yours too. This one's going to be tough too, I'm not going to lie. I've got the Seinfeld gang, Jerry, George, and Kramer.
Interesting.
That is tough. This is tough.
This is tough because this is like the Star Trek trio. I could see some interchangeable roles here.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
1, 2, 3, paste.
Ah! God damn it.
Oh, Mike and I got the same answers here. Okay, so I put that Mike is Jerry, Joe is George, and I am Kramer. And Joe, I want you to know that I did not pick George for you because of your weight at all. I picked it because George is just always seemingly like downtrodden and nihilistic.
No, I totally get it.
It has nothing to do with your weight, but everything to do with how sad you are.
Yeah. I'm equal parts sad. I'm equal parts sad and crazy. So I could see how that go. That could go either way.
I could actually see Kramer. I could actually see Kramer substituting Joe and Sean. I could see that.
That was the hardest one. That was the hardest one for me. Was I could see me or Joe as Kramer. Oh man!
But I definitely feel like I'm Jerry.
Joe, you had Mike as George. I need an explanation.
It's because I'm bald, isn't it, you son of a bitch?
Actually, no. It's because, surprisingly, out of the three of these people, George was the highest functioning emotionally.
Really? More than Jerry, you think?
Jerry's a sociopath.
Oh, absolutely. Jerry's a sociopath, and Kramer can't really relate to human beings.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Well, sweet. So our current score, if you're... If you're following along, which I hope you are because you're listening to this, it is tied now. Me and Joe are
tied
for last place with 3 points, and Mike has 2, so it's still anybody's game here. We're going to delete these here.
I'm sucking slightly less.
So we go to our next trio. This is another fun one. I've got the Lord of the Rings guys. We've got Legolas, Gimli, and Aragorn.
Ooh. Okay.
Legolas, Gimli, and Aragorn.
This one's kind of hard, actually.
This is hard. Of course it is.
I'm going to do it in the order you said it.
Legolas, Gimli, Aragorn.
Yeah, I still don't have answers, but you definitely already pasted yours.
Oh, shit. Sean. Yeah, I did. 1, 2, 3, paste.
Yeah, I haven't even finished writing mine.
All right, ready? We're all kinds of out of order now.
All right.
Let's do it again.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, paste. All right. Joe, what did you put?
I said that Legolas was Sean. I put that I'm Gimli and that Aragorn was Mike.
Yes, that's exactly what I had.
And I'll tell you the son of a bitch.
The reason
you guys are so wrong.
Hang on. The hardest thing for me was figuring out which one I was. And I'll tell you the reason that I chose Legolas for myself is because I'm the most effeminate of the group.
What?
I feel like the elf is the most feminine of those three. So that was the tipping point for me deciding I was Legolas.
I chose Legolas for myself because, first of all, I chose Legolas for me. I chose Gimli for Sean. I chose Aragorn for Joe. And Legolas for me because Legolas to me is the most, he's the most committed to justice of the three.
Oh, I feel like Aragorn is.
Gimli is somewhat whimsical, and I feel like that fits you, Sean. And Aragorn is, you know, he's steadfast, he's grounded, and he's the leader. I think he's Joe.
Oh, thank you. You know what's great about this game is that even when we disagree, it's very flattering.
That's true. I suppose that's true.
We've got three more trios remaining here, so let's delete our guys.
All right, hold on. Let me give my reasoning.
We're tied.
Because I want to throw that out there. So,
yeah.
Mike, I made you Aragorn because of the three of us, I feel that you are the most regal. And,
yes.
and you don't own it.
Thank you.
Very much like the Ranger Strider.
Yes, the reluctant hero.
Correct.
What am I going to be the hero of one day?
I can't wait to find out.
Maybe we'll see.
Joe's mom's face.
Jesus. Well, thank you, Joe.
Good God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe's mom.
I made myself Gimli because, you know, I'm very abrasive.
Yes.
And at times loud. And I made Legolas Sean because that was the only option left.
Because Legolas is the most effeminate of them.
He is.
Sure, I mean, why not?
For sure.
I mean, I can't. I just
that
can't
cross my mind, but
I can't put Sean in that Legolas category. I just can't.
Legolas is graceful, and he can balance, and he's athletic, and I feel like I have those qualities in spades compared to you guys.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can surfboard down a staircase if I needed to.
On a shield.
Prove it. I'll be right back.
We need content for our Instagram.
All right. This next one, we've only got three left here. This next one is going to be a lot of fun. I feel like one of them is going to be obvious, but we'll see. I've got the Jaws trio. We've got Brody, Hooper, and Quint.
Yikes, that's tough. Okay. All right.
It is tough. I know. And you guys can't just choose me for Hooper because I often sound like a young Richard Dreyfuss.
No, that's not what I'm doing at all. We ready?
No, actually, I'm struggling with this one. And I wrote it.
You didn't think about these.
Shit. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Paste them. Oh boy. Okay, what do we got here? Wait, what does it say? Mike's answer is ha ha. Is that just to know who
just
they
so
are?
You know.
That's
just
actually so you a pretty know. Good idea.
That is a good idea. It looks like we all have
different answers.
Different answers,
all right.
Again.
Mike, explain. What do you got?
All right, so I got Brody as me. Okay. Hooper is Sean, and Quint is Joe.
Hmm.
So, Brody, I chose Brody for myself because I sometimes feel like, in general, I'm just, like, pretty chill. I think Brody's a pretty chill guy. Hooper for Sean is entirely because Sean does a great Richard Dreyfuss. No, not really.
He's
not
son
actually.
Of a bitch.
No, it's because Hooper I feel like is the most energetic personality. Quint is Joe because Quint is Joe.
It's so funny. So I agreed with you.
Beauty, fair Spanish ladies.
I agreed with you about Brody. I felt like, yeah, okay, Mike's definitely Brody. Like, I get that. I feel like you have a job to do. It's sort of the reluctant hero. Like, he's standing around like, fucking somebody has to take care of this. You know, he's talking to the mayor like, I don't know how to do this. And he goes to Hooper and he's like, well, you help me fucking do this. And he goes to Quint. And so I feel like that's you. You know, in hindsight, I would probably go Joe for Quint. But at the moment, I decided that I was Quint and that made Joe Hooper by process of elimination.
By default, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, Joe, you put me as Brody. What's that all about?
I did. I have Brody, Sean, Hooper Mike and Quint Joe, and I'm about to drop the biggest bomb. This is an ALN exclusive.
Oh no.
I've never seen Jaws.
What?
Oh no.
Are you fucking kidding me?
My answers are chosen completely at random.
Joe, I swear to God, I'm fucking tempted to drive up there right now and show you Jaws. Why, how have you not seen Jaws?
Jaws is one of the Jaws is like the really good movie. Like the
it's
like
I know.
Maybe the best top movie.
Five movies I'm of aware. All time.
You have to watch
I'm aware.
It. You have to watch it. You really
That's what I've heard. It's, it just hasn't happened.
It is the most realistic in terms of the acting. Nobody is acting in that movie. It's brilliant.
Joe, I don't want you to watch it now because I want to watch it with you. I think the three of us should watch it together.
I think we should. I agree. I think we should.
That's a great weekend
we'll revisit
movie.
We'll revisit this particular game.
The next time the three of us are together, we will watch Jaws. I will not watch it before that point.
All right.
I haven't watched it before now, and I've only had, 30-something years to do it.
Well, here's the exciting news.
So I think we're going to be fine.
The exciting news is that after that round, all three of us are tied with 4 points each.
Okay? Yeah, we sure are.
We've got two trios left. One is modern, one is classic. We're going to go with the modern trio first. We've got the Avengers trio, Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America. Iron Man, Thor, and Cap. Who is who? Figure it out. This I feel like this actually is probably the easiest one. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I feel really confident about this one.
All right.
You guys ready?
We'll see.
I'm ready.
Ready.
All right, here we go. Ready. 1, 2, 3. Paste them. All right. We have. Oh, no. It looks like Mike and I are together on this, but Joe.
He swapped Cap and Thor. Yeah. Mm. Or no, he swapped
and
Iron Man.
All
he swapped
of them.
Iron
they're all
Man
different.
And
they're oh, yeah,
all
sorry.
Different.
No,
except
it's just
Mike.
They're
it's
not
just,
all different.
Just
they
Thor
swapped,
and Iron
he
Man.
Iron Man and Thor. Yeah.
So all three of us have Mike as Captain America. I think we've talked about this
obviously.
Before. Yeah, obviously. He's the paragon of at least compared to the two of us, which doesn't take
for
much.
Sure.
That's unfortunate because Cap is like my least favorite Avenger, but I did choose him for myself.
I know, but that's such a Cap thing to do is that you hate him the most and you still chose him as yourself. That's the most Captain America thing anyone's ever done.
I absolutely agree.
You selfless asshole.
You threw yourself on the grenade as he did in First Avenger.
He really did. He was like, oh, I hate Captain America, but I have to be him for the good of the game.
All right, so I chose Sean, you're Iron Man, Joe, you're Thor, and as we discussed, I am Cap.
Yeah, I chose Joe as Thor only because I can imagine him in the first Thor movie, just the moment where he throws the glass against the ground and says, another... I can see yes. of the three of us, I can most picture Joe doing that.
Mike,
that is
do
true.
You remember? Do you remember when we used to hang out at Steak and Shake and just to fuck with you? I kept threatening to cause a scene.
As a matter of fact, I do remember that. Yes,
and I just start slapping the table and shouting to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very Thor-like thing. You wouldn't do it as a threat. You would just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was fun. All right,
Joe, explain your answers.
Well, okay. I'm going to go in. I mean, Cap is obvious, right? It's Mike.
Right, of course.
It just is. And Sean, you're Thor only because... you're dumber than I am.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, I mean, as superheroes go, if one of us is just going to hit stuff with a hammer, it's you, buddy. I love you, but you're going to smack shit with a hammer.
That's fair.
Great honesty there.
That's fair.
I will say intelligence did not factor into my decision on this one.
I mean, I fucking hope clearly. Not, but thanks.
It did not.
Clearly, yeah, no. Well, I mean, you know what? Thor is not a hero because of his mind. He's a hero because of his heart.
Sure.
And he has a magical hammer.
Yeah, and he's of a species that's incredibly strong.
All right. Well,
pretty much immortal.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, you got the point. So who's smart now? So Joe's losing.
I mean,
we have one.
I feel very Thor-like right now, and I want to smash my scotch glass on the ground and say, "I like this drink." Another.
We have one trio left, folks. And this is the classic trio, perhaps the first great trio. We have the Lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow. This is a tough one.
Sure, the Lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow.
The Lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow.
I just want to make sure I have them in the right order.
I'm ready.
We go 3, 2.
Hold on,
one.
I lost the window.
God damn it, Joe.
Sorry, there's a bunch of shit on my desk.
One, and paste it. We've got, hang on. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joe and Mike.
Hell yeah.
Joe and Mike. Oh, all right. So,
you know what that means for me, boys.
So Mike is going to win this game. Hang
let's
on.
Let's sure go through our answers. Let's go through our
Mike,
answers.
Mike, what are your answers?
I chose myself for the Lion. I chose Joe for the Tin Man. And I chose Sean for the Scarecrow. It looks like we all chose Sean for the Scarecrow. So the variation.
And yet he got to be Tony Stark.
Iron Man.
Again, my decision was not based on intelligence last time.
For this trio, mine was based on intelligence. And I still chose myself as the Scarecrow.
Well, I think Sean, you, since Mike and I have the same answers, please explain your answers.
All right. Well, I chose myself as the Scarecrow because I feel like between the three of us, I most need a brain.
Yeah, you have no brain, obviously.
And then the other two, I just chose by body type.
That explains
so Mike's
it.
The
yeah,
Tin Man,
yeah,
Joe's the Lion.
Inability
to think outside the
box.
He's
got
that
metal.
He's
got those almost literal washboard abs.
Well, I guess that's why I lost. But Joe also lost, so
I want to
yes,
be clear.
I did.
I want to be clear
about
something.
I won this round by also matching Mike. Here's the breakdown for me. Sean is the Scarecrow because he is.
Because he's stupid. Just say it.
I mean, I already have.
All right.
I am very obviously the Tin Man, because I am in need of a heart.
That's true. God, I should have really thought about these.
Yeah. At least for the out of the three of us, I am the most cold and uncaring. And I had Mike as the Lion because the reason we drink when we record this show is because Mike needs to drink in order to perform.
That's probably true. I honestly think that you both approached this the wrong way. I'm happy that Joe and I got, you know, we matched up here, but how I approached it was something you think you don't have, but you do. That is the
whole story of the Wizard of Oz.
The moral of the story. And I think that this whole game kind of proves this entire concept, actually, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm glad you ended with this. But Sean, I think you're the Scarecrow because, yeah, you assume you're the dumbest, but maybe you're not. And Joe, you think that you don't have a heart, but actually you're quite a teddy bear, and you do.
Oh.
And I consider myself sometimes, I have a lot of anxiety, I fear a lot of situations, but I think ultimately I do rise to the task, so that's why I gave myself the Lion.
Well, this is actually amazing, because if what you say is true, Mike, one of you is dumber than me. All right! Woo! Yes!
That's not what I said at all.
Yeah!
It's not even... close to what I said, but
I was, yeah, that's what I heard. I was just waiting for that bell. How is the bell not coming?
We don't do the bell on game segments, Sean, because they just end when the game is over.
Well, that's the game. Mike won the game.
Fantastic. Now we can move on. And with a score of 1, Mike is this week's loser.
Oh, God damn it. And I won that last game. It was such
that's
a...
That's right. Yeah.
So that's it enough for this week. That is our episode. I have been Joe Moracle.
I'm one of those old ladies who died from the Golden Girls.
I'm just Mike. I'm just really
so sad really you sad. Lost.
Have a great week.
I haven't lost in like a month or more, or longer. It could have been. Well, it might.
I
mean, yeah, it's
I
been
feel
a long
like
time.
It's been a lot longer.
Well, you lost now, so.
So fuck off.
Fuck you.
Have a great week. A Little Nonsense is copyright 2019 by its hosts. All ads are meant to be humorously fake. Any resemblance to a company, person, or other entity, real or imagined by someone else, is either entirely coincidental or purposeful parody. If you have a question, comment, or discussion topic, you can email us through the mail hole. That's mailhole@littlenonsense.com. You can find more episodes and anything else related to the show at littlenonsense.com. And now that the end of show business is concluded, I'll kindly ask, Sean, would you please take us out?
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men. A little whimsy here or there is often fair, we necessary.